From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This lively number from a popular film score sounds just right for setting things in motion. And it did, in more ways than one. It's a movie cue called The Great Shark Chase from Steven Spielberg's Jaws. It pops up to launch the film's crucial confrontation, and the movie itself launched one of Hollywood's great careers. Now, if you're anything like a regular listener to our show, you know that we often make comparisons between movies and opera. The two have plenty in common, but this time we're going to point out something that makes them different. Spielberg is among the most popular film directors of all time. He's made a wide range of movies. His roster of hits includes action and suspense films, along with serious historical dramas. And when Jaws gave him the freedom to choose his next project, it was science fiction, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But one thing Steven Spielberg isn't famous for is comedy. If you think about it, Hollywood's great directors don't necessarily slide back and forth between comedies and dramas, especially when it was something dramatic that made them famous. For example, it's hard to think of a hit comedy by Martin Scorsese, whose career took off with Taxi Driver and Raging Bull. And there's the recent star of the Cannes Festival, Terrence Malick, who got his start with Badlands and followed up with Days of Heaven. But when you look at the history of opera, things are different. This is the overture to Tancredi, a serious opera by Rossini that was his first big hit. And there were other great composers whose initial success also came with high drama, Donizetti with Anna Bolena and Verdi with Nabucco. Yet Donizetti went on to write the popular comedies The Elixir of Love and Don Pasquale, and Verdi wrote Falstaff, one of the greatest of all comic operas. And Rossini? Well, The Barber of Seville comes to mind. Some call that the perfect comedy. And just after he put the tragic ending on Tancredi, he immediately turned to something wacky, L'Italiana in Algeri. It's an opera one Rossini biographer aptly described as organized and complete madness. On this edition of World of Opera, Rossini's madcap comedy L'Italiana in Algeri comes to us from Switzerland in a production by the Lausanne Opera. The stars are mezzo-soprano Anna Bonitatibus as Isabella, the opera's wily title character, and tenor Lawrence Brownlee as Lindoro. The conductor is Ottavio D'Antone.